It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Tony Dutton from VCSU. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve.
You and Louis Devinia have been very busy. Louis Devinia used to be a professor here at VCSU. Anyway, many of you may remember Louis and I used to do election night coverage and stuff like that on KOVC, and covered a historic election back in 2016 and so on and so forth. But you and Louis Devinia have worked on this book. Been working on this a long time, but it's now in print form. Tell us the title of the book and a little bit about the focus behind the book.
Sure. So the book is Three Approaches to Presidential Foreign Policymaking in the 21st Century. And it grew out of that election in 2016. And some work that Louis had been doing looking at management styles. So the styles of sort of organization of administration and management of decision-making, policy-making within administrations. And we were talking about how there's really sort of a dearth of material on the 21st century presidents. There's plenty of material on individual presidents during the... during the 21st century, during the 20th century, but really this this organizational structure, this approach at looking at the management style of presidents, it had really focused on sort of a historical perspective, looking back to, say, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration on through Eisenhower and, Kennedy up to Ronald Reagan. And then there had been the sort of smaller works on individual presidents. Nobody had taken the 21st century presidents and kind of looked at them in a systematic fashion.
And yeah, we have a couple of 21st century presidents, don't we now?
Yeah, well,
isn't
now we're up to four. We got the first three.
Do you think of that? Because I'm so old, I keep thinking the 20th century still here, but we're up to four now.
We're in the 21st now, it's time keeps flowing by. And so, we thought that we would look at those three presidents, and in particular, we had been looking at them, and Louis had identified this idea that there are three basic models that are used to describe these management systems or these management structures. The formalistic model, the competitive and the collegial model. And a lot of the sort of early discussion with the early Trump administration, the first days of the administration, had built on this idea that he was likely going to fall into this competitive model of presidential management systems. And that's a model that had been identified with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And so what we wanted to look at was, because it had already been sort of established in some of the research that Louis had been doing and others, that the Obama administration had fallen under the collegial model and that the Bush administration had fallen under the formalistic model, it seemed to fit really well, this idea that, well, three presidents, three models, and each president seemed to be following one of the models. So we just decided to build on that.
And it seemed like, from what I gather, from what I've read, is that President Trump kind of followed his own model.
He did,
Is kind of what I get from the book. Is that right?
Yeah. And the idea of the competitive model that had been articulated, and this is other scholars articulating this, especially George, one of the founder of this kind of structure, this way of looking at presidential management, he had identified the competitive model with Franklin Roosevelt, who had this sort of brains trust of advisors, who oftentimes were competing with each other, throwing out different ideas. And the sense was that Roosevelt sort of stood back, let them kind of fight their fights, and then would ultimately make the decision. And so we sort of approached the Trump presidency from that perspective. And what we found was that in many ways, he was already making the decisions, and then he was just looking for the people that would give him the advice that would confirm his pre-existing decisions.
In other words, verify what he had already come across to make a decision.
Absolutely.
Which is probably the first time that we know of that's kind of happened.
Well, I think what we've seen is...
I mean, it seemed to be like more in the open?
Perhaps more in the open, and I think more on a sort of a universal decision-making scale, because I think we've had presidents who have made decisions based on their pre-existing, predetermined positions in the past, but oftentimes those weren't necessarily big policy decisions. And I think what we saw with the Trump administration was that this was a pattern that was employed multiple times, rather than on maybe individual or smaller, or in some cases on areas of policy where the president had a pre-existing base of knowledge, had a lot of experience, and so could draw upon that, so didn't feel the need to use an advisory structure.
The book gets into kind of the details about the pros and cons of approaching that type of foreign policy.
Yeah, right? And how
the decision-making process.
Absolutely, because it is all about the decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And how there are sort of advantages to each model and disadvantages to each model. And really, it's not about necessarily valuing one model over the other. It's about the preference of the president, because each president constructs an advisory system that really suits his preferences and his interests, his abilities. So we have some presidents who are much better at managing debate and discourse and discussion, so perhaps that competitive model really works for them. Others who really value narrowing the amount of information flowing to them. And so they like a formalistic model where it really moves through an advisory structure, maybe going through the cabinet heads and making its way up to the president, going through a chief of staff who further filters it. So the president has, if you want to think of it, maybe a limited menu mm-hmm. to choose from.
I was trying to think of a president that used that model that you just talked about.
Well, and Bush, George W. Bush, really, we identified with the formalistic model.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, we look forward to your discussion with you and Louis DeVigna, the authors of the book, Three Approaches to Presidential Foreign Policy Making in the 21st Century. Comes up on May 26th. It'll be held in the Barnes County Museum, all part of the Barnes County Historical Society lecture series. So, and of course, Louis is going to be in Australia, so I suppose by way of Zoom for him and you in person?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see how the technology works for us.
That sounds good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
There's Tony Dutton, VCSU professor, and talking about the book. And, of course, make sure you get to the Barnes County Historical Society Lecture Series. It's free and open to the public. These lecture series sponsored by the Barnes County Museum and also Valley City State University. That's our Voice of the Valley for today on KOVC.